from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
I miss a day and the intern gets the 440 segment. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
It's time for Peter's Ponderings.
Yeah, so I was kind of bugged by something I saw on Twitter over the weekend.
Oh. We give our intern, Peter, one segment a day to program as he sees fit.
Intern, although I don't like that word, the terminology.
If you like pina coladas. Getting caught in the rain.
Peter's Ponderings.
Yeah, I've heard Dave Roberts is like a really bad guy.
Peter's Ponderings with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Very good, Matt. Thank you.
Peter Hansen. People are like, oh, I love Peter's Ponderings, the 440 segment.
Who's saying that?
Oh, it's the talk of the streets. People love it.
What streets?
All of them. But
where? What town?
Oh, just, I mean, you know, north side, west side, south side.
Okay.
People love it. You haven't heard that out there?
Not yet, but I'm just wondering. Maybe I've been out in the right part of these streets.
It's out there. I'm surprised it didn't come up with you this weekend. But anyway, that's not the point. Okay. What is this? We don't have Peter Hansen with this show forever. He keeps going and he's going to different shows and other parts of the business and all that. So there's only so many Peter Pondering segments we have left. What do you have for us today, Peter Hansen?
What are you pondering?
Yeah, I'm looking for some advice today, guys. So I've got a birthday coming up. Birthday coming up on Wednesday.
Happy birthday.
It's the big 2-1. And
that's this Wednesday?
Yeah. Watch. And I don't know what to do. I was thinking about going to the Cubs game, like John Morosi is on Wednesday, but I actually want to have a fun birthday.
Oh boy.
So I don't really feel like going to Wrigley Field. What do you guys think?
Wrigley's
fun.
Wrigley is a fun place theoretically.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just not pleased with the product on the field.
Yeah, so does the product on the field impact your mood greatly?
A little bit too much, yeah.
Okay. A little bit too much, okay.
All right, so age 21, have you ever had a drink in your life, Peter?
No comment.
Okay.
All right, yes. Okay, good. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, day game, right, on the 3rd? Is it not a day game?
No, it's not.
Night game. Day game, 4th and 5th.
Night game against the Phillies.
My bad. A game at Wrigley and then a night out in Wrigley. Do you have to work here the next day?
No, off the 4th.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, so you're free to get after it. Wednesday's tough for a 21st birthday. Do you have a crew of people who would go out hard with you?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, you're at that age when a Wednesday night's not really a problem.
Are they actually your friends, or do they just hang around with you because you have
internship? No, they're my friends. I actually strategically got birthed on July 3rd so that I would always have the next day off.
Oh, that's crafty.
That is crafty like that.
Smart
embryo.
There's a bar right across the street called Cindy's Rooftop that I think you would really, really enjoy. The drinks are
a lot of tourists,
not overpriced.
Danny's shaking his head. What? Yeah. So is that that's a no go?
It's a touristy spot.
I'm making a joke
with a great view of the Bean, it's very expensive. And Spiegs just loves to go there, even though he's from here.
Peter, where do you hang your hat these days? Where do you sleep? Not in Chicago. Is that true? Is that correct?
No, far north side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Far north side. Hang around the middle of downtown Chicago. Like, it's seriously. Go.
Shane is shaking his head. Shane, we should be asking the youngest person on the show here.
We can. But, I mean, this is a beautiful town. Go to the lakefront. Very close. I would recommend going over by perhaps the museum campus. It's delightful over there. Make yourself a little picnic with some of your pals in the afternoon.
It's 21st birthday. What are you talking about?
I'm also here until 6 p.m. that day. So,
I mean, yeah. Well, listen. Go swimming. So you're with us on your 21st birthday?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Oh, boys.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm out of
touch.
Are we
allowed to...
On 21st birthdays.
Hey, we drink during the show sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't
Are we allowed to get him drunk?
I wouldn't suggest getting Peter the intern drunk at his internship. Yeah, I would not suggest that.
You
would
suggest that.
That's a good way for internships to go away again, isn't it?
It was a thought that I had.
Just got him back. I mean, I'm very much looking forward to getting back in my chair next week, but like, I still want to keep interns around.
Right. Okay, so definitely don't take a shot per hour.
Don't go to the Cub game, but go to the Wrigley bars before or after, preferably after. You're going to start in Lincoln Park at like Hook and Ladder and Halligan's. That's killer 21, 22, 23-year-old bar, $2.50 shots of Malort. You're going to get hammered there. You're going to have a great time. You want something classier, go to the Red Lion on that same stretch.
Oh, I love the Red Lion.
But then after the Cub game or like in the seventh inning, get over there to Old Crow and Rizzo's and, you know, Murphy's and Cubby Bear and HVAC and Moe's, all those bars. That's where you're going to have the most amount of fun for your 21st. There could be a lot of people there. It's going to be a nice night. Get there. Don't go to the game. Hit the Wrigley bars instead.
It's good advice. I mean, he gave me a whole little rundown there.
Itinerary of bars.
Yeah.
It's where your age is going to thrive. If you want to then go from Wrigley to like Old Town, the bars on Wells, like Fireplace and the Vig and Poorhouse and Burton Place, that's where your age group shines. I know that because I found myself in an Old Town bar on Friday night, and it was not a good time for me.
You were the old guy in the bar?
I was the old guy in the bar.
We've heard about that, actually.
We were meeting the girlfriend's sister, and she's much younger. She's can get into a bar, but much younger.
Yeah, got it.
And we were old by a mile. But your people thrive there.
All right, here's what I would suggest, Peter. I mean, that's all extremely good advice and seems, you know, relevant to someone your age. And Shane is much closer.
Yeah, you suggested a picnic.
Yeah, I would recommend it. I'm just going to stick with the picnic. And then admit the Art Institute is lovely.
Oh, my God, what are you talking about?
This time of year. Then home for, find out which network is playing Matlock and or Murder, She Wrote. And just settle in for a nice, long binge watch of some quality late 80s elderly television. Okay.
Are your people 21, or do you need to go to bars that underage people can get into?
No, they're all 20. I'm the baby of the group.
Okay. Well, so then you're in good shape. I think. Have you been going to bars with a fake ID?
No. In Champaign, the age of entry is 19.
But I'm saying in Chicago. So you haven't really done Chicago bars.
No.
Oh, then you need. Yeah. Then don't go to the game and go to as many Chicago bars as you can.
That's probably good advice.
I would make it. I would try to go to 21 bars and have 21 drinks. That'd be the goal for me. I was in your situation.
But Spieg's advice is sounding kind of nice because I'm going to be on a plane the next day.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if I want to be hurting on the plane.
How about a delicious dinner in a family-friendly spot that has, a little bit of an extra vibe to it? It's called the Bubba Gump Shrimp Gump.
All right, I'm back with Danny and Shane now.
Yeah, you're going to remember.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Deep dish.
Yeah.
All right.
No, Bubba Gump Shrimp. I think down on Navy Pier, you do fly over while you're there. You know? I
mean, what time's the flight on the 4th?
I think at like 11?
11 a.m.?
Oh, yeah, you got that. That's no problem.
I mean, that's right in prime. If you go out till 4 in the morning, that's going to be a prime issue.
Hold on, Peter. I want to see if the Chicago Sinfonietta is playing that night.
I mean, I don't hate a boat. like a river cruise.
Get out of the lake, man.
Type thing is a terrible way to start your day.
No, it's you're with us. He's with us, which is a terrible idea.
There is a great little spot inside of the O'Hare Airport. I assume that's where you're flying out of. Chili's. It's a,
yeah,
it's very nice.
Nice little watering hole.
I agree.
We have a winner.
There you go.
All kinds of stuff you could do.
Shane, does it feel good to be closest to 21 on the show to be able to provide actual advice?
I mean, just the fact that we have a 20-year-old intern makes me feel old as crap.
Yeah. Imagine how Speaks feels.
I mean, I've never worked with someone that has like an 12-year age difference. Yeah.
In that direction.
Never. Yeah. Yeah, in that direction. In that direction. I've always been the youngest, like full-time at the station. I've always been that.
So you were at a bar the other night, and you were the old guy, huh?
I was at Poorhouse. Yeah. We met the girlfriend's sister and her boyfriend there, and they're much younger.
So where? So how do you come off as the old guy?
Because I can
hang,
dude.
I know, but like, are you threatening? If somebody thinks you're the old guy, are you a threatening figure as the old guy?
I mean, there's someone I knew that was there that is underage, so I won't disclose his or her name, that then went to their father, who I know, and said, all my friends, when I was talking to Shane, said, who's that guy, the old guy that he's talking to? So I apparently came off as old, where I don't assume that I do anymore.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think of you as a young guy who has an edge of confidence and swagger to him.
Sure.
But if you're the old guy at that point, it can come off super creepy.
Right. And maybe it's because I wasn't wearing Vineyard Vines or like Ralph or Polo, like whatever those kids are wearing now, like Saint Laurent or whatever it is. Or Sheehan.
You got some good Vineyard Vines for Wednesday?
No. I threw out the Vineyard Vines after high school ended.
All right.
Okay. I got to say, by the way,
threw it out or donated it, Peter, you selfish bad.
Donated it.
Yeah. Oh,
hearing that snippet of the Pina Colada song, was that live karaoke, live singing to the karaoke
track? Yes, it was.
That's outstanding, and it makes me think that maybe that's the future. That is the future of our Chicago Bears parody endeavors.
We got to do it live?
Screw it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
I do one take anyway.
Yeah, yeah. You're a one-take guy.
Not a problem.
I'm a live singer, you know. I'm comfortable in that atmosphere.
Because I was thinking about you, Speaks. You did not get a chance to hear the whole Pina Colada song.
I did not.
Would you like to hear it?
I would, actually.
Peter Hansen.
And here it comes. Let's listen.
You guys said I would wimp out. Not.
Okay, we haven't heard anything yet. So, what the buildup?
I was tired of my lady. We've been together too long.
Yeah.
Like a worn out recording.
Let's go, Peter.
Of a favorite song.
Yeah.
So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed.
Oh, I can't laugh.
In the personal columns.
He recovers.
Or was this letter I read? If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga,
tender.
And you have half a brain.
I knew it. It's good.
If Ronnie James is bad at basketball, and the Cubs really stank,
top.
I'm the love that you looked for. Write to me an escape from this bad Cubs season.
Pretty good.
That was pretty strong.
Pretty dulcet
tones down there in the octave where he needs to be. Add some Barry White to it right down there at the bottom. Can he jump up the octave like he does on the chorus if need be?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
He didn't have to prove it, though.
Didn't have to. No.
Next time.
He only took out enough to win.
Maybe a karaoke bar for the 21st.
That's a good idea. Very good, Danny. Thank you.
There you go. That's Peter's ponderings. What it would look like for the Cubs as sellers and how the blame game would actually go. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.